Back at the Glacier Ice Arena here in Vernon Hills, Illinois, we're getting ready for overtime hockey action. Free hockey, baby, here on the Fast Hockey Network. Chicago Cougars and the Dells Ducks tied up at one after regulation time. The game was scoreless entering the third period. Then Nick Kropp was pulled down on a breakaway attempt. And he was awarded a penalty shot, and he was able to put that past Jared Young, the only goal past Young, today for a 1-0 lead for the Cougars. But about 5 minutes later, the Ducks responded with a wrister from the point from Radcliffe, sailed over the shoulder of Heise, and that's where we stand, tied at one, entering overtime. Shots on goal through three periods, 33-19 in favor of the Cougars. In the other Western Conference semifinal game, quarterfinal game, the Forest Lake Lakers did finally win in overtime, 3-2 over the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. So the Forest Lake Lakers have punched their ticket to Boston, and the Ducks and the Cougars are awaiting to do the same. So the winner of this series will advance to Boston as well for the next round of playoff action for the 2015-2016 season. Thanks for joining us here on Fast Hockey. Both teams are changing sides, so the Ducks are going to be going from left to right in their black road uniforms with white and silver trim. The Cougars will be going from right to left in their home white uniforms with green and gold trim, black pants. Jesse Heise in net for the Cougars has faced 19 shots, have only let in one. And on the other end, Jared Young faced 33 shots on the Cougars. He's only let in one, and that one was on a penalty shot. Now we're underway here in overtime in the Glacier Ice Arena in Vernon Hills. Cougars with possession, center ice. Forward ahead to Letmanski along the near boards. Fires a shot, easy glove save for Young. But then Schiffman coming in from the point, barreled in with a Ducks defender, and they crashed into the net, and Young's net was knocked off the moorings. Young got out of there in a hurry. Cooler heads prevail. I think Young, though, thought there might be a penalty. I think that was a continuation, coincidental contact. Faceoff is going to come inside the Duck zone. Faceoff is going to be to the left of Jared Young. Ducks win the draw. Cougars keep it in at the point, however. Dumped into the near corner. Kling will take possession for the Ducks. On the near corner out to Beal. Palermo will intercept and throw it to center ice. Now Letmanski along the near boards, near circle. Fires a wrister. And Young wasn't sure where it was. He finally able to locate it. Whistle sounds. Another faceoff inside the Ducks zone. So two quick shots here. Three quick shots for the Cougars here in overtime. We're still knotted up at one. This is sudden death overtime, so the next team to score wins, and they'll win game one. Faceoff inside the Duck zone to the right of Jared Young. Nickerson taking the draw for the Cougars. But the Ducks win the draw. Puck gets winged on net, and we're going to reset another faceoff here. So Jared Young being tested early and often in overtime, not allowing any rebounds. So he's had tremendous rebound control. And at times there has been action, he's been able to steer the puck into the corners. His glove hand, as we've noted, has been tremendous today. He's made several high-quality glove saves. Ducks skating in, firing a shot from the blue line, far point, and hanging on to the puck is Jesse Heise. And it got caught up in his equipment. It was on his blocker side. It got caught in the blocker, pulled out by Dagnall. And the faceoff will be in the Cougar zone to the right of Jesse Heise. Nickerson again on the draw. And Vela for the Ducks. Ducks win the draw. Cougars looking to clear but not out. Puck gets thrown into the near corner near boards. Vela chasing after it for the Ducks. Now the puck knocked out to center ice. Waiting for it was Butera. She was anxiously looking for an offensive opportunity. Ducks bring the puck back into their own zone, out center ice. Gestad on the near boards into the near corner where Kropp. Gestad fires a shot on net. It's loose, and the rebound laid there for a moment. Now the puck thrown into the near corner. Velo chase after it. Schiffman throws it along the far boards. Puck knocked out to center ice. Kling in front of his own bench. He's joined by Butera and Nickerson. Nickerson steals the puck, and the Cougars take possession inside their own zone. Kropp gets pulled down, but he gets the puck into the Ducks zone. Ducks quickly dump it back out to center ice. Coming in now is Gestad, and stolen away from Lundberg. Now Schiffman. Now Watson. Puck tipped on net. Mowry tips it behind the net of Jesse Heiss, and Lundberg will recover. The Cougars are behind their own net. Skating forward now. Schiffman gets it up to center ice, trying to feed Ray back. Now Watson. Watson near circle. Throws a shot on net. That's sticked aside by Young. Cougars unable to clear. Here comes Mowry now on the near boards, near circle. Fires a shot on net. Pad save by Heiss. He covers up. He hangs on. Mowry was looking for his rebound. Jesse Heiss said, no, time to freeze the puck. Faceoff 17:30 to go in the overtime period. First overtime. We're tied at one. Both these teams will be back at it tomorrow. Tomorrow's faceoff time is 7:30 here at the Glacier Ice Arena in Vernon Hills. And that'll also be on Fast Hockey Central Time. Dagnall over to Letmanski. Letmanski skates over the blue line. Far circle, far corner. Throws it into the slot. No one there for the Cougars, and now the Ducks are breaking out. Beal along the near boards inside the Cougar zone, looking to center. And that passing attempt goes awry. He was looking to make a connection with Felix Conrads. Now the puck behind the Cougar zone. Palermo will ring it around to Letmanski. Far boards. His centering attempt was intercepted by Conrads. Dumped back into the Cougar zone. Palermo will have to chase after it. Beal giving chase. Dagnall takes possession. Dagnall rings it around the near boards to center ice. Kling will throw it back into the Cougar zone. Schiffman will chase after it behind his own net in the Cougar zone to Palermo. His pass was intercepted. And now the Cougars and Ducks battling along the near boards near corner inside the Cougar zone. Kleppmann keeps it in. Hepburn thrown on net. Puck is loose. Schiffman will take possession behind the Cougars' net. And he stick handles out of trouble nicely and forwards it ahead to Dagnall. Dagnall's pass stolen by Hepburn. And a collision. Hepburn knocked off the puck. Peterson comes in for the Ducks. Over to Hepburn. Hepburn along the near boards. Puck taken away, knocked out of the zone. Here comes Van Dyke. Van Dyke, one on two. Fires a shot on net. Glove save. Jared Young flashing the leather once again. His glove has been strong all game long. Nothing different there. 1-1. We remain. Shots on goal 37-22 in favor of the Cougars. But on that last shift there, the Ducks were definitely putting on the pressure. Ducks win possession of the draw. Johnson behind his own net. Throws it into the far corner. Stretch pass, trying to feed Krasadov. Shot on net behind the net. Puck picked up by Sullivan. Sullivan has it for the Cougars. Over to center ice, Nickerson. Nickerson dumps it into the zone, knocked back out. Kropp will have to take it. Nick Kropp for the Cougars. Over to Nickerson, stolen away. And taken back by Dagnall of the Cougars. To Sullivan. Trying to feed Dagnall. Puck was intercepted by Gestad of the Ducks. Far boards, far circle. Coming in is Nielsen. And he was not able to get the centering pass. Nickerson clears to center ice. Ducks throw it back in. Tipped in by Nielsen. He'll go off for a change. And Kropp will have to take possession. He'll leave it in the corner for Sullivan along the near boards, the Cougar zone. Puck not out. At his skates. Shot on net! Dangerous situation there as Sullivan could not locate the puck. And Mowry came in to the slot, picked up the loose puck, fired it on net. Jesse Hides with a big save, holds on, And the faceoff will be in the Cougar zone. 14:53 remaining in overtime. Tied at one. Mowry on the draw, along with Watson for the Cougars. Ducks win the draw. Point, Johnson fires it on net, gets deflected into the corner. Back to Johnson, far point, throws it on net behind the net and goes over to the near boards. Raybeck chases after it for the Cougars. Puck not out, whistled on net. Heise drops it down for Schiffman. Schiffman, it stretch pass. Now he's going to feed Van Dyke. Van Dyke over the blue line inside the Cougar zone. And Kling deflected the shot attempt into the netting. So this faceoff will take place inside the Dells Duck zone. With 14:15 remaining. Faceoff's going to be to the right of Jared Young. Ducks win the draw again. Winning that draw for the Ducks was Felix Conrads. Puck knocked to center ice. Kropp will recover for the Cougars. Then Lauchinen, then Kropp. Kropp over to Watson. Watson chips it ahead to Letmanski. Letmanski along the far boards inside the Cougar, the Duck zone. Trying to feed Lauchinen, coming into the zone. The pass was just out of reach. Lauchinen had to go back for it. Far corner battle. Watson, Letmanski digs it out. To the point, Kropp keeps it in at the far point. Into the slot, puck is loose. Comes up to the point, Beal, now Letmanski. Cougars putting pressure here, but Beal finally able to corral it for the Ducks and get it under control. Now Morgan, Morgan dumps it behind the Cougars net. Heise will leave it for Kropp. Puck comes out to the slot, and no one there for the Ducks. Coming out with it is Butera. Skating along the far boards, far circle. Shovels it behind the Ducks net, and he'll go off for a change, Butera. Ducks will look for an outlet inside their own zone to center ice. Hepburn over to Peterson. Peterson carries it into the Cougar zone over the blue line. Schiffman intercepts and throws it out to center ice. Coming ahead now, Dagnall fires a shot off the boards. Nickerson will go after it. Far board, centering pass. He was looking to feed Raybeck, unable to make the connection. Joey Palermo going back for it for the Cougars. He'll circle behind his own net and then throw it behind for Schiffman. Schiffman rings it around the near boards. Puck is loose. Shot on net. Off the crest and a nice save by Heise. Gestad stealing the puck for the Ducks. Cougars looking to clear. And Nickerson does. Now bringing the puck over on the play. Circling Gestad. Unable to maintain possession. Now the puck gets knocked into the far corner. We have a stoppage of play. And we're going to have a faceoff inside the Cougar zone. 12:17 to play in overtime. All knotted up at one. Both goals coming in the third period for the Cougars and the Ducks respectively. Ducks win the draw. Far point shot did not get through. Knocks out the center ice. And the Ducks will have to retreat. Throwing it on in was Radcliffe, and he's going to go off for a change. Nope, he's going to maintain. Coming out with it, Cougars. Raybeck, near circle. His pass was stolen, however, by Radcliffe on a nice defensive play. Now Nielsen coming into the Duck zone to Radcliffe. Fires a shot and scores! And this game is over as Radcliffe with two goals on the night takes the drop pass from Nielsen in the slot, fires it past Jesse Heise for the game winner, and the Dells Ducks coming up with the road victory against the Chicago Cougars here at the Glacier Ice Arena in Vernon Hills. Just prior to the goal, Radcliffe made a nice defensive play on Cody Raybeck inside the Dells Duck zone. And then he was able to join the play as Nielsen carried the puck into the zone. Being defended, Nielsen dropped the pass into the slot where Radcliffe picked it up and fired it past Jesse Heise for the game winner. And the Dells Ducks take game one, 1-0 here in Vernon Hills, Illinois. And the Ducks players saluting their fans who made the drive down. Ducks players very excited, as they should be, winning this game in overtime. So final score from Vernon Hills, the Dells Ducks 2, the Chicago Cougars 1. Don't forget, game 2 will be tomorrow here on Fast Hockey between the Dells Ducks and the Chicago Cougars, 7:30 Central faceoff time here in the Glacier Ice Arena in Vernon Hills, Illinois. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.